the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.
Hey, this is Roy Richardson, the Tech Troublemaker, and tonight's episode, this is the One-Off Technology Podcast Live. This is Season 3, Episode 33. Lots of threes in there. Three. I like threes. Threes are fun. It's a fun. I like threes. We should go plant lots of threes. Anyway, point being, tonight's episode, we talk about Facebook's metaverse. Now, you may have seen stuff about this, but Facebook is talking about renaming themselves, much like Google came off and spun off a parent company called Alphabet, a company a few years back. And so Facebook will report to this parent company that's going to be focused on the metaverse. Now, you know, we'll talk a little bit about possible names, but anyway, let's get started. Let's talk about what is the metaverse, Facebook's metaverse. So let's talk about it. Here we go. All right, into the metaverse. So it's kind of like the Matrix. Yeah, we'll see. It's kind of like Ready Player One. Yeah, we'll see. Actually, you know, the metaverse is a collective virtual shared space created by the convergence of virtually enhanced physical reality and physically persistent virtual space, including the sum of all virtual worlds, augmented reality, and the internet. Back up one, because I'm like, you're probably saying, do I? Yeah, the world of the metaverse, it's like, you know, it's got the prefix of meta and universe, and it's typically used to describe a concept of future iteration of, and funny enough, the future is now, iteration of the internet and made up of persistent shared 3D virtual spaces linked into a perceived virtual universe. That's pretty boring. Dictionary.com, hey man, it's the definition. What are you gonna do, right? And then, you know, you're probably saying, well, where did this crazy word metaverse even come from? Well, it came from Neal Stephenson's 1992 science fiction novel Snow Crash, where it had humans and avatars and software all just kind of interacting together. And okay, we'll skip it. Anyway, here, let's get it narrowed down. So imagine a 3D world that requires currently virtual reality glasses like Oculus Rift or HTC's Vivo, all these different, there's other vendors as well. Apple has virtual reality glasses or a headset coming. They haven't released it yet, but it's coming. It's going to be there. It's going to come out. So the catch is, and Google has also, you know, done Google Goggles, and then they kind of pulled that back. So they're like, well, the world wasn't quite ready for that yet. But Facebook thinks we're ready. See, first of all, Facebook bought Oculus, the VR headset company, for $19 billion a few years back. And we kept waiting, did you do something with it yet? Did you do something with it yet? Google went out and bought a virtual reality company as well, which really hasn't done anything yet, or at least it hasn't released it out to the public. And Facebook thinks we should all go to virtual workrooms and have our meetings this way, and so you can actually interact with Zoom and that type of thing and have it all connect up. They also have, you know, here's a place where you can go frolic and play around, Horizon Worlds, you know, and Facebook's renaming itself. So, what? And we're going to talk more about the metaverse, so hang on with that. But I just want to talk about Facebook's renaming. Here's some of my suggestions. I suggest that they name it the Oasis. That's just what I think they should call it. I think they should name it the Oasis, but, you know, what do I know? But that's what I think. I think they should name it the Oasis after Ready Player One. I think that would be the best bet. That's my favorite plan. And then, you know, next up, back up, I love when things go. Or Second Life, you know, hey, Second Life still exists. You may not know what Second Life is. It's a virtual world. I started to do a demo, but then, yikes, this is a PG show. I wasn't going to do it because you never know what person's going to have their freak flag flying. Not that I'm against that, but I like to keep my show PG. And so, therefore, I didn't do a Second Life demo because I was scared what would happen. I thought it'd be okay. It probably would. but you just never know. But anyway, Second Life is a virtual reality thing that ran in a browser. It used to be VRHTML. So they had this standard where you could write HTML for virtual worlds, virtual reality. It never really took off. I played around with it. Everything was like little stick figures and stuff. And Second Life was much the same way, kind of like an immersive video game. But over time, you know, kind of they worked it out. And I thought, you know, I'm half joking here. Facebook, you should just buy Second Life. And then, this is my favorite option, just make a new version of Sims called Sims Work-Life Balance Edition. I think that would be a good name. This one I threw out the other night, just also trying to be funny. Buy MySpace and then, you know, put it together with Napster and just bring it up anyway, just anyway. But no, seriously, what does this metaverse stuff mean? It will be like a virtual mall where your avatar can go buy things and have them shipped in the real world. It will be a world where you buy digital assets to trick out your virtual world, from clothes to cars to houses. Think Sims or Second Life. I mean, think about it. That's what you could do. But you could also buy real things. You'll be able to go in the store and look at stuff, and it'll be kind of an augmented reality. You'll be able to interact with material things. There's companies are working on gloves. Companies are working on like the immersive suits like you saw in Ready Player One. The helmets are going to get more and more comfortable. There are patents out there already for headsets that automatically, you know, close up around your head. Gently, of course, but the point being is that, you know, one of the things that is painful about VR headsets is that it takes so much effort to adjust them to get them perfect on you. And so it'll be able to adapt to the person. You'll have like a profile and it'll adapt to you. Oh, that's Roy, that tech troublemaker guy. Okay, I'm going to go to his setting. You know, it's basically virtual reality world like you see in Ready Player One. And then Facebook has released an open standard for programmers. So there for a long time, all these different headset makers had proprietary software. They were not compatible at all. And each one had to write their own games for their headset using their defined language, whatever API, application programming interface. So now Facebook says, well, look, I'm going to share. I'm going to play well with others. And I'm going to put out OpenXR, a royalty-free application programming interface. And so the goal for Facebook is it wants to open the standard, but it wants to own the standard. Think about it that way. So basically it says, hey, I'm making this available to everybody. And then you can just do whatever you want. But, you know, I'm going to be like kind of the gatekeeper for it. And so the downside is that now we're saying, hey, you know, Facebook, you can own this. And I'm not sure I want Facebook to own my future. Think about that. Now, OpenXR, game companies like Epic are already working on games that will use this standard. So, and then Walmart, retailers like Walmart are looking to build virtual reality stores, basically, or alternate reality applications. So you can view, like, hey, this is beautiful tea picture here. Let me imagine on my phone what it's going to look like in my kitchen. So you can literally say, oh, hey, look, there's a new coffee pot. Oh, that's going to look great. And you'll just take your phone and do it. I mean, companies are already doing this. But Facebook's plan is that it wants to be the portal to everything. So think of it as the interstate. It's like this interstate, and you pick the highway you want to travel on, and you take the highway and you go to anywhere you want in the Facebook world, and it'll take you to your games, and your friends can all meet there, converge at the same place, and go into the game together. So think of Fortnite. All your friends are in the Facebook lobby. They've just done some shopping. They may have went to a casino, did some gambling. They may have watched a concert. The Foo Fighters are playing in one of the virtual rooms. And you leave the concert, and then you walk over to Fortnite with your friends, and you all onboard into the game and begin playing the game there. And you can buy stuff there and utilize it elsewhere in the metaverse. Yeah, exactly. So, hey, Big Red. Yes, exactly. This is part of Facebook rebranding. Facebook's name has become toxic, but they're not going to change the name of the social network. It has too much visibility. It is their brand. But what they're going to do is they're going to spin off a parent company that will own Facebook and Oculus and other entities, WhatsApp, Instagram, will all just be things that belong to the parent company. And so that's what's going to happen. But none of this stuff that's going to happen is going to be free. Either Facebook's going to make money somehow, or by getting a commission when you buy stuff in virtual stores. It's going to be like that. Now, you know, is whether Facebook social media? No, it's going to continue. You got, you know, the metaverse is just going to be a new place to be social, where you go somewhere in the metaverse and you meet up with friends. And so instead of having to give them a status update, there you are in the metaverse and you are just chilling, hanging out and talking. And, you know, Facebook thinks that youth will gravitate toward this new reality. And I firmly believe that to be true. I just don't know if they're going to gravitate to a Facebook-owned reality. It's going to be interesting. It really will. I mean, they spent $19 billion buying Oculus, the VR headset maker, and they're already saying this year they're going to spend $10 billion building the virtual framework that's going to make all this possible. And they are lobbying all these different companies, trying to get them involved. That's what they're doing. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what becomes of that. Now, chapter two. And before I get into chapter two, ta-da. Do the nothing here. Anyway, oh, let's do there. All right, Tech Troublemaker here. Anyway, so if you like this kind of stuff, if you like tech news where I go into detail about it and tell you how can it affect you, then I would really appreciate it if my subscribe button would work. Wouldn't you love that happen? Yeah, man, I'm having one of those nights where things don't want to work. Let's go to the nothing. Ta-da. All right, so if you like this channel, please subscribe and hit the bell. It'll let you know when I've got a new video coming out. Thank you so much for watching. And, you know, if you're watching this on replay, be sure to leave me a comment. I would love to see your comments. Oh, everything's going a little crazy tonight. I love this. It's going to be good. You know, I've practiced and I've practiced and then it still goes haywire. That's just how life is sometimes. It's just how life is. And if you're one of those social people, you can find me out there on Twitter as TechTroubleMKR. Also on Facebook as TechTroubleMKR. Those are great places to send me a message, reach out, say, hey, how you doing? Yep. Don says, hey, Big Red, how you doing? All right, cool. Now, next up, back to the boards. All right, so Amazon has announced that they're in a partnership with Cedars-Sinai Hospital, and they are releasing basically Alexa devices for the hospital rooms. Think of it, think of smart beds like Alexa, lift up my headrest, you know, or lift up my feet, or think of it calling the nurse, or change the channel on the TV for you. These are things that nurses changing the fixing out the bed or changing the channel on TV are things that nurses get called for. And Amazon's pitch is, hey, if you do this, then, you know, the nurses will get called less and they can do more stuff. I really would like to see that, you know. I think that'd be neat. I'm not sure I want Alexa in the hospital room with me, but, you know, I understand where they're coming from. And I think, yes, I use it for so many smart devices. And so I think this would be good. This could conceivably be a time saver for nurses and doctors. So I think that's great. You know, Alexa, tell me my medical test results. I'm just saying, just make it easier on the patient. Yeah, Big Red says, could Facebook be faced with being classified as a monopoly buying all these companies? Yes, no, maybe too early. It's already bought all these companies. It's just going to turn them into a parent company like Google did and have them all be subsidiaries of a parent company that's all about Facebook's metaverse. And it could be they even get so bold and name the parent company Metaverse. It could happen. It could happen. Congress is going to do some regulation. The whistleblower stuff that came out that showed that Facebook does not seem to care about its users, that it allowed on purpose things that were causing hateful speech on Facebook and on Instagram to exist. I think that Congress is going to attempt to regulate them and the other companies. YouTube and Snapchat, well, Snap Company now. It's not called Snapchat anymore. The app's still called Snapchat, but the company's called Snap. But they were both in Congress today testifying, and Congress was asking questions. Those that could actually spell internet were asking questions about hey, you know, what are you going to do about the fact that, like, Facebook is hurting people because it's not in the best interest of people? It's more focused on profits than it is on people. Yeah, I don't know. And my next story, Apple releases macOS Monterey. Monterey came out on Monday. So far, so good. I've already upgraded both of my Macs, which is interesting because originally Apple said my old 2015 Mac was not going to get an upgrade and that it was going to be left on the side of the road. So that was a pleasant surprise. I was not expecting that. It can't really handle it. It's only got 8 gig of memory, but, you know. But yeah, it doesn't have a lot of horsepower either. I tried video editing on it, and it's just not good. Hence, I had to get the new Mac to do video editing and live streaming and all that fun stuff. Anyway, so if you happen to be a Mac user, you may want to wait a little bit. A patch did get released today for version 11. So, you may want to download the patch. But that's it. That is the news I have for this week. Thank you so much to everybody that came by to watch. And any questions? There we go. Let's see. I was supposed to bring out the behind-the-scenes camera. I forgot. Here's the behind-the-scenes camera. Hey! You know, camera views are... Change out camera views are a thing that way to make videos more interesting. You'll have to let me know in the comments if that actually made it more interesting for you. I don't know. So, that's it. I'm done for tonight. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Thanks for so much for coming by. This is episode 33 of the One Off Technology Podcast live. And yeah, life is good. Life is good. Could Alexa hospitals cause an issue with HIPAA? Potentially, yes, from the standpoint of people outside the room could potentially hear what Alexa says if it says something that is patient-related. If all Alexa's doing is calling a nurse or changing channels on TV or making adjustments to the bed, then those things are probably not considered HIPAA. It's kind of the equivalent of when you walk by somebody's window and you see they're doing something and you're like, why are they doing that? But it's in their house. It's okay. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like, passerby, you accidentally see something in a window. It's not like HIPAA data where it's yelling out, well, this person's got this disease and give them 33 cc's of this mess right here. It's not like that at all. So it has potential to violate HIPAA. It just depends on all the applications that they use it for. But I think if you do a smart bed to go with Alexa and ability to call the nurse when there's a problem, I think it could be okay. It's on the fringe, just say. But yeah, Good call out there. HIPAA, always something to be concerned about. So, protecting patient data. All right, that's it. Thank you so much. I'm calling it a night. So, everybody have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week. And signing off.
This is the One Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.